Here's a thought I'll title, Big Things Are Made from Little Things. One of the great lessons from my dad, who was a coach and was my coach, is an approach to making progress. As a youngster, of course, I was impatient. I wanted success to come immediately. I wanted every throw of the football to be a touchdown, every swing of the bat to be a Grand Slam home run. And obviously, that's not the way life works. And my dad used to say, inch by inch is a cinch, yard by yard is hard. Well, doesn't this equally apply to art making? If you want to create a big thing, like a book, or a PDF publication, or a large-scale exhibition somewhere, or as far as that goes, a lifetime of creative output, doesn't it make sense that the path to do so is one capture at a time, one processed image at a time, step by step, accumulating little successes one at a time, which then you could assemble into the big thing? And I guess this strategy in art making can be summed up, aim for the big, but work for the small. And here's a practical example of that. When I get back from a shoot, the first thing I do, which is probably what we all do, is go through and look at all the images that I've captured, looking for the ones that rise to the top, the cream of the crop, as it were. But typically what happens is I find one image that really speaks to me and that is the seed for what might turn out to be a bigger project. I don't leap into the project immediately, although it's tempting to do so. Instead, I take that one image and really explore it. I spend some time with it. I try different kinds of processing. I try to clarify what I'm thinking about it, why it spoke to me when so many of the others didn't, or if they did, it was with a lower volume. I try to give that one image, that little thing, a chance to take root and use that as a springboard for the bigger project, whatever that might be. Eventually, that process leads to maybe a collection in Lightroom where I gather a bunch of images that might hold together as a group. You can see the sequence of events. It's always sort of sneaking up on the finished project. It doesn't come in one giant leap. We sneak up on it, one image, then another, then a few more, and eventually the project takes form. Conversely, whenever I've thought, well, there's a project, and I leap right into the end and bypass all the little parts, I universally find those projects aren't as strong as the ones where I approach more slowly, more cautiously, more purposefully, with open ears, sensitive to what the work is trying to say. Sometimes we start with one and we end with one, the image that gets matted and framed and put on the wall. But the more I've worked in this step-by-step, inch-by-inch approach, the more it leads me towards project-oriented photography, because once the seed that is that first image gets planted, it seems to be just a natural part of the evolution that additional images want to join and the project grows. Little things lead to big things. And those big things, interestingly enough, are almost never a result of springing from the first image to the end, yard by yard, which, as my dad used to say, is hard.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.